Up on the show today is Chad Novosik. He is a physical therapist out of Racine, Wisconsin. Chad's got quite a story. How he started 14 physical therapy clinics called the Alliant Physical Therapy Group, 14 locations in 10 years. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
So obviously we've got to have some prospect for patients walking in the door, and hopefully the person that's deciding to start their clinic will be able to get a good handle on that. What are some of the other things that a therapist should do prior to opening up the doors?
Well, on the first part, the other thing that you have to ask yourself, I have to say, is are you willing to knock on the doors and go meet people? If you can't go into a doctor's office and meet with them, you have a problem. Some therapists really struggle with that. But from the nuts and bolts of opening
But your point there, I think, is it, just because you build it doesn't necessarily mean they will come. So someone's got to be willing to get out there and market their own practice?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it takes time. It's not the easiest thing in the world. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Okay. And probably a staff PT who decides, hey, I want to go open up my own clinic, might not have had any experience or exposure to what it's like to schedule these doctor visits and being heard no and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That is absolutely true. That's a whole other topic if you want to get to marketing a physical therapy practice. But you have to be able to get out there and do it. And that is something that we have to mentor our therapists on all the time.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Now, I interrupted you. Going back into the nuts and bolts.
Well, I was saying, you know, some of the things you want to think about on the nuts and bolts is you have to find a location. You have to be willing to look out and negotiate a lease for your space. Usually you don't own your own building, but if you happen to, that's one way to do it. But there's great deals in today's economy on office space and or space in a retail center. To open up. Many times an individual practitioner will need somewhere between 1,200 and 1,800 square feet. That's a good, comfortable size to open up your first clinic. And if it's possible to have room for growth within that, that would be great. The other thing people need to look at then is insurance contracts. That's a difficult thing to navigate sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And
there are obviously groups you can belong to and networks you can join, but a lot of it falls on the shoulders of the individual PT?
Right. Well, and to do that, many times you have to get Medicare credentialed right away.
Mm-hmm.
So getting set up with Medicare is important. You also want to look at getting a good Medicare compliance program put together. So there's a lot of legwork you have to do on the insurance side or the payer side. That is, unless you intend to go on a cash-only basis.
Mm-hmm.
But in this market, in Wisconsin, that would be very difficult to make a go of. So we do, you know, mainly deal with the insurance companies.
Okay.
The other thing you want to do is research purchasing equipment and what you need to do for equipment.
Mm-hmm.
This is not difficult. Usually you have vendors, if you were working in a clinic or a hospital, that you have some relationships with. But before you go on your own, it wouldn't hurt to develop relationships with those vendors so you know who to call.
Yeah, okay. Let's go back to location just for a minute. When I first started in this business, it was very common for the PT clinic, the private practice PT clinic, to be located in the basement of a professional building because the docs were upstairs or, you know, in an obscure area because it tended to be a destination. Now I'm seeing physical therapy and huge signage next to the Dunkin' Donuts on a main busy thoroughfare, not necessarily by the hospital. What are your theories on that?
Well, this is something I have learned recently, but I truly believe you have to have visibility and signage.
Mm-hmm.
Many of our clinics on main thoroughfares with big signage will say they get 3 to 5 people a month who come into their clinic because they saw the sign.
Really? So yeah. Not a referral?
Right. They told they need physical therapy, even at the hospital, and they're driving by and they see your sign and say, well, you're right here.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what I was talking before in the previous session, is that my belief is the public's going to have more and more say and more choice in where they go. Mm-hmm. And to do that, you have to think more public-oriented. How can you get your name out in front of the public? And one of them is signage and convenience. So, you know, sometimes we have things in retail centers that are highly visible, or we have office buildings on a main strip where we have signage. But if you don't have signage, you can really struggle.
Yeah. So it's really critical.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Okay, now we're coming up on it. We're starting to run out of time. So, okay, we've got our location, equipment. Obviously, there's going to be software and insurance and referrals and all that business.
Right.
What are some of the other key things?
Key things, you know, make sure you have your regular insurance. You want to have general liability. Believe it or not, people get their malpractice and forget about general liability insurance.
So if the place burns down?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, you need to have electronic medical record or some form of documentation, and a billing system. And one of the things I see the pitfalls people have is they go to a show, they see this flashy system that does billing, but they forget the fact that you also need to collect.
Yeah.
So collections take as much time, if not more, than the billing. So, you know, make sure that you work on both ends of that as well, or work with a resource that can help you on both ends of that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else you want to squeeze in the last 30 seconds?
Well, I do think that I am a member of the private practice section of APTA, and I think they have some good resources, some good books. So I'm a strong advocate of working with them to get information you might need on some of the details. Also, I'm available if anyone wants to contact me. I'd say you can go to my website and find us at alliancept.com. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to find an email link to me.
Yeah. And, you know, I think you make a good point, Chad. The APTA, the American Physical Therapy Association, is good for all of us if people are members. But it's interesting. I just learned from speaking with the president, Scott Ward, only 30% of the licensed physical therapists are members of the APTA. So I'd just like to put in a plug that if you're thinking about going out on your own, actually everyone should, but especially if you're going to go out on your own, the APTA has a lot of resources, but you need to be a member.
Oh, absolutely. We mandate that for all of our therapists.
Correct.
And I'm a strong advocate of the private practice section because that group is the strongest lobbying force for our profession to make sure that with all the health care reform going on, we are represented.
Right. I just attended an APTA conference call, which we'll have up on PT Talker here soon, where they reviewed the research out of the University of Iowa showing what's going on with referrals and how independent private practice physical therapists are maybe a better deal for insurance companies than the physician.
More cost-effective and outcomes-oriented situation.
Yeah, lots going on, but APTA, big source there. So, all right, Chad Novosik, he is willing to speak to you if you want to go to his website. He's the owner of Alliant Physical Therapy Group and our latest expert here on PT Talker. Chad, we are really happy that you took 2 days out of your busy schedule to talk to us. Thank you.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
All right, and boy, just as we do each and every week, it seems like we run out of time way too fast, but hopefully this information was helpful to you as you try and help someone get well today. And I want to remind you that continue to spread the word. We have new subscribers each and every day, and we really appreciate the free service. Compliments of our sponsor, Advantage Medical. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.